Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bill, I know we talk a lot of Pitt whenever you come on, but we were talking earlier about Ben Roethlisberger's comments about going to New England and there always being audio issues. And I remember, Bill, back when I worked at the old place, and I would work with you sometimes as the booth producer, there were always audio issues in the booth in New England, weren't there?
Yeah, and the most recallable one was the time that our coaches got their broadcast in their headsets. And so they're listening to whoever the play-by-play guy was and the color man.
We had Scott Solak,
you know,
right?
That doesn't work.
No.
That doesn't work. You hope it's not by design, but even if it isn't, it should be fixed. I mean, the NFL is the NFL. They have resources. I'll just let it go at that.
Bill, back to the Pitt talk. Pitt Syracuse Saturday. Obviously, you've called a bunch of those games. Pitt teams seems to be trending in a better direction. They're playing better basketball. What do they need to do to finish?
Well, you know, they're figuring out their roles, and I'm not trying to give them something they don't deserve, but I think because of the shortage of people up front, Cam Corhan is asked to do too much. He's not even a natural five. And there he is, you know, playing lights out. And you tip your hat to him. But, you know, behind him, especially with, you know, Papa out and DeSean Jackson was never available, you know, they're kind of a team that gets tired down the stretch because they're doing too much doing strange things that their positions aren't accustomed to. So I think you have to live with it. They have to adjust to it. And you're right. I think the arrow is pointing up.
Do you, Bill, pay attention to the transfer portal stuff, or do you just wait until the spring and August to just get the roster and then work from there? Because it's nuts across college football.
Can I turn biblical on you?
Please.
Job 1:21, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. I mean, there's not much we can do about it, but, you know, in the case of, let's for instance say, Trey Butkowski, the kicker. Yeah, that's a gut punch, but, you know, he's from Lake Nona, Florida, and he's probably going to go to a warmer climate, and I don't blame a kicker for doing that.
Right.
So, hey, it's an open spot for a really good kicker to come in here, so it's something that you just have to roll with the punches. I'm sure the coaches feel the same way.
Speaking of Job.
How about me being biblical?
I was just going to say.
He uses by Job a lot.
I know.
With the patience of Job.
So that's what I was about to say. One of my favorite, and there's so many, it would be unfair to just whittle it down to one, but one of my favorite Bill Hillgrove calls was when Le'Veon Bell got that direct snap against the Chargers. And you said, with the patience of Job, and he plowed into the end zone. It's an all-timer,
Bill.
Yeah, I guess. You know, and I kind of miss watching him play, but, you know, I think he went off the rails at some point, and, you know, I wish him the best, but, you know, and we've seen so many examples of it.
He transferred
too. Guys going off the rails.
That's right.
I mean, it's just, it happens in our business too, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. Bill, you are the man. Sorry for getting you on late there, but we appreciate you jumping on as always.
I don't know what biblical verse applies, but better late than never.
That's right.
That's right, Pard. Good to see you, my man. See you Saturday.
Take care, guys.
Be good, Bill. That is the great Billy Hilly, Bill Hillgrove.